a free personal training session, a complimentary exercise session, come to the gym for free for 7 days, free complimentary. And we do it a lot in the exercise profession. Gyms do it, personal training studios do it. I used to do it for free. And why do we do things for free? Is it because we love what we do so much that we would do it for free? And that's a great reason. Do we do it because we want to inspire people to exercise with us? And perhaps that would be a motivation that if their first session is for free, then they would be excited about how good we are at what we do, and then they would want to pay for what we do, perhaps. Could there be a little bit of, I don't think I'm good enough, so I have to try and convince people I'm good enough, and if I give it to them for free at the start, maybe they'll want to keep going. My gym is the same as everybody else's, but maybe if they get a bit of a friendly, happy experience here with us because it's for free, they might come here instead of going to another gym because it's free. And it's a really interesting concept, and certainly one that I have tried, I have experienced myself. And would it be fair to say that if we get it for free, we might not appreciate it? Is it possible that if we get it for free, we might wonder, when are they going to try and sell me something? Have you ever been to a free seminar and always waited at the end for the let's try to sell them something? So why do we do it for free? And what if we didn't? What if rather than talking about free and complimentary, we talked about the value of what we do and how important it is what we do, but not what we do, what we do that can help the person that's sitting in front of us. And how would we get them, number one, to sit in front of us, to invest time and or money with us? And how would we know if somebody's the right person to be our client? Is it possible that you end up with people in your business who you don't want to invest time with, that you don't even want to take their money if they do want to pay you, because they're not the kind of client that you want to have? I just had a really interesting conversation with a businesswoman who shared with me that she has sacked several of her clients in the last month because they've just been obnoxious or grumpy, or they've treated her badly. And her quote was, I want to be the owner of my business. I want to choose who I want to work with, and I don't want my clients to be my boss. And I thought that was a really lovely position to be in, because obviously when you're really good at what you do, you get to choose who you want to do it with. And that's always, there's that great question. Do you want to choose your own hours, be your own boss? Decide when you want to work, earn the amount of money that you want to earn, holiday when you want to holiday, and experience the people and or the business that you are the most excited about. So why would we give that away? And here's a really interesting thing to consider. Perhaps don't give it away ever. What if it was a gift? And there's a big difference between getting something for free and getting a gift. So somebody gives you a beautiful gift versus somebody says to you, I'll do this for you for free. Is there an expectation that if I do it for you for free now, that you may need to pay for it later? But if I give you a gift, a personal gift from my heart to yours, is it possible that I don't expect anything in return? And that's the really beautiful thing about being an exercise professional. If you're doing this for the right reason, if you really want to inspire and help people to be healthy, fit and strong, yes, you may want them to do that with you and invest money in you. But if you could just help somebody with a piece of information or an idea or a concept or something they could put into their life today that could help them to be healthier, fitter, stronger, have greater self-esteem, have less chance of disease, all the amazing things that exercise does for us, is it possible that that would be a really enjoyable experience, whether or not the person gives you any money? Now, the next question is, how would you know that this person's going to be the right client for you if you don't invest your time and or money into them? So the idea is that if you want to find the right clients for you, that you would give them the very special gift of your time, but you're also asking them to give you the very special gift of their time, which they can't get back either. It's one of those really important numbers situations. We can always make more money. If you've got no money, you can always find a way to make money. But all of us, the one thing we have in common is 24 hours in a day, 168 hours in a week, 365 days in a year, and who knows how many years we're going to get. If we're really privileged, barring accident, we might get 120, maybe now even 130. But it's very unlikely that it's an impossibility. I'll change that. It's an impossibility that we can create more time. So if you're going to invest time in somebody and or they're going to invest time in you, what would be the purpose for that? And it's something that I've learned the hard way as an exercise professional. Rather than giving away my time or giving away complimentary sessions, it's about I'm going to invest my time in you because I need you to know that I'm the right exercise professional for you. And I would like you to invest your time in me so that you know that I'm the right exercise professional for you. We both need to know that. And how would we find that out if we don't invest some time together? So it's not a free session. It's not a complimentary session. It's you and I getting to know each other. And interestingly, and I'll just do it purely selfishly, as an exercise professional, as a personal exercise coach, is it possible that if you invest the time to ask people that beautiful series of questions, which is what do they want and why do they want it and where do they want it and when do they want it and how will they feel if they get it and how will they feel if they don't get it? Are they on track or off track to achieving their goals? If they were giving themselves advice, what advice would they give themselves? What do they want you to do as their exercise professional to help them achieve their goals? What barriers have held them back in the past and what advice would they give themselves about those barriers? Is it possible that if you invest that kind of time with somebody and then take them through an exercise session, that you would find out all you need to know about this person and whether or not you actually want to invest time in them? Now, if you're doing this for the money, if you're doing this because you want it to be a profitable business, you might say to yourself, well, I'll just take on all the clients I can possibly get and hope for the best. There's another great question to ask there. Is it possible that some people will try and take advantage of you? Some people will cancel. Some people will be late. Some people will just not be the kind of people that you want to invest time with. And again, how would you find that out if you didn't take them through that beautiful series of questions and you didn't give them a workout? Have you ever had the experience where you thought somebody was tough or strong or positive or a great person and then you did an exercise session with them and realized that they are not the person that you expected them to be? Or the reverse, you thought somebody may not be very strong or not be very positive, and then you do an exercise session with them and realize that, wow, this person's got some internal drive, some internal ambition, some internal strength I never realized that they had. And how would you find that out if you don't exercise with them? So the investment of time, it's a win-win, it's a give-give. You're giving your time, your expertise, your knowledge to help somebody achieve their goals, but they're giving you their time to make sure that you're the right person for them. And if you do that process, is it possible that we might have two people that actually want to work together and might achieve some goals, some results? If you invest time with somebody, take them through an initial chat about what their goals are, take them through an initial workout, and you realize that this is not the client for you. In the short term, you might say, well, I've wasted all this time, an hour or 2 hours with this person. But imagine if you didn't invest the time and you were now stuck with them as a client. They gave you $50,000 for you to train them for a year. Is it possible that no money, no amount of money can be worth having to invest time with somebody that doesn't add value to your life, that whinges, moans and complains, yuck, somebody that you just don't want to have in your life for a whole year? But if you didn't invest the time in them at the start, you wouldn't know that. So it's a time investment at the start, which could save you a lot of time in the future. So rather than handing out free personal training, complimentary sessions, 7 days for free at the gym, or all the other things that the industry of fitness does, professionals don't give their time away for free. In fact, even the initial consultation with most medical professionals, they will charge out at their dollar per hour rate. So it might be $200 or $300 or $400 to go and see a medical professional just to have a chat about the surgery that they're going to do or the information that they're going to give you or whether or not they're going to be the right surgeon for you or the right medical professional for you. So there's an argument to say there, well, why would you give your initial time time as a gift, and why would you expect somebody else to give their time to you? I'm asking just a personal from my heart to yours. Wouldn't it be nice to know that this person now knows that you're prepared to invest time in them? You now know that they're prepared to invest time in themselves, and now you may have a win-win as an exercise professional. If you don't invest that time at the start, is it possible that you could get stuck with somebody that you don't want to be stuck with? And for example, a plastic surgeon, that's okay. They just do the surgery, they get paid and they move on. They don't have to invest week in, week out with that person, or waste time week in, week out with that person if it's not the kind of person that they want to have in their life. So I always use this really interesting example. Have you ever walked through a shopping mall, the shopping center, where there's those little booths in the shopping mall and there's people handing out sachets of some kind of beauty product? And it's quite an awkward situation because that sachet is for free and they tell you, here, have this thing for free. And have you ever been the person that's avoided that particular little setup shop in a mall because it's an uncomfortable and awkward situation? Have you ever seen, and this is really uncomfortable for me because I'm an exercise professional and have been all of my life, but I watch personal trainers, fitness instructors stand outside a gym or a personal training studio and they hand out free personal training sessions or free weeks at the gym, and it's a piece of paper. And if you watch that process from a distance, you'll see that people either drop that piece of paper on the ground immediately, or they find the nearest rubbish bin to drop it into, or they walk two blocks down the street and then drop it on the ground because it's not something that they want. It doesn't matter if it's for free. If you don't want it, it's of no value. And I always use the example, people could be handing out free cigarettes on the side of the street, and I don't want one. I don't care if it's for free. I don't want one. So forcing free onto somebody doesn't mean they're going to take it, and it doesn't mean it's going to add value to their life. It doesn't mean it's going to add value to your life. In fact, is it possible it could waste your time standing on a street corner handing out things for free, or standing at a shopping center handing out things for free? Is it possible that people place no value? And I'll just put it into a different perspective. Imagine if you walk past a medical center and there was a plastic surgeon standing out the front saying, buy one, get one free. You'll have to pay for one booby, but I'll give you the other one for free, or here's a 50% discount card, or here's a free session at the plastic surgeon or the oncologist or the endocrinologist or the orthopedic surgeon. I think that would be embarrassing for the profession. I've never seen it happen. Unfortunately, I've seen it happen a lot in the exercise profession where people are handing things out for free. So you may have heard, even in the Max program, where we talk about a gift session or a complimentary session or a free session, and I think that may have either been misunderstood or it's one of those big mistakes that I've made that I'd love to share with you. Please don't make the same mistake as me. If I've ever given out a free session, even as I share that with you, it feels uncomfortable to me because it means nothing. My father taught me that when I was a little girl. If you get it for free, it makes nothing of me. If you earn it, if you deserve it, if you work for it, then it feels like it's important to you. So rather than give people things for free or gift sessions or complimentary sessions, how about that simple conversation that goes like this? I need to know that I'm the right exercise professional for you. You need to know that I'm the right exercise professional for you. So let's invest some time in each other to make sure. So we're going to have a chat about your goals. We're going to have a workout. And if at the end of that time investment, this is something that you think you want to do, then we'll talk about how we can go forward. But until that time, let's make sure that we are the right people for each other. So please, can you give me 40 minutes of your time, an hour of your time, so we can work out if I'm going to be the right exercise professional for you? So we're not giving or giving anything for free. We are a professional person who wants to find out if this is going to be the right client for us. And could that determine whether or not we have a client base that we love investing time with, and people that we are excited to see every day, versus people that we're working with just for the money? And I always ask this question: if you're going to do something for the money, could it be a good idea to go and work at the bank or a financial institution? If you want to do something that's going to help people to be healthy, fit and strong, and you are excited about helping people to be healthy, fit and strong, could being an exercise professional, being a personal exercise coach, be one of the most rewarding careers in the world? What a great question.